Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
I have no idea where we're about to go with this story, but if I had to guess, Breezy accidentally drugged herself over the weekend at a wedding. And like she says,
these things happen.
They do happen, yes. They happen to the worst of us.
I don't know if I can say I drugged myself. Maybe I got drugged.
You ever accidentally take NyQuil and DayQuil at the same time? I don't recommend it. Half my body was trying to wake up while the other half was trying to go to sleep.
Talk about ultimate sleep paralysis.
It was really rough.
I just feel like drugs are, you know, we take them so like loosey-goosey, right? Oh, let's take an Advil. Oh, let's take a Tylenol.
Yeah, of course. You just start popping stuff.
You know, and I woke up Saturday morning, the day of the wedding, and I was unwell. I was very nauseous, very upset stomach, all the things.
And why? Nerves?
You know, it's my big day. No, I'm kidding.
It's your big day. You know, you're not, though. You probably thought your best friend getting married on Saturday, you probably thought that day was about you.
It's my big day. No, I just like ate something really bad. It was just like, I don't know.
From the night before.
Unwell. Yeah, I was unwell. So my friend's a PA and I was just like, I need Zofran. Like, I need something. And she was like, okay. So she went and got me things and I was feeling better. I was feeling good. And then we went through the day and we did the wedding and everything was just perfect. It was went off without a hitch. The weather held. It was amazing.
No, we're looking at the Doppler here. Saturday was supposed to be 65% chance of rain. And you wake up Saturday morning, it was beautiful out. And I was thinking of you too. Mm-hmm. I was like, really, I hope the weather holds up.
I think it sprinkled to like 10 and it was great.
The whole weekend was beautiful.
So I was one of the first people to go for hair and makeup.
Sure.
And I did a party pony. So I had a nice pony on the top of my head. It was absolutely iconic. The problem was it was a little tight.
Right.
It was a little tight and I had extensions in and it was heavy. And by, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock, I'd been wearing it since 8 and my head was starting to really hurt. And, you know, as I get older in my old age, I'm 30.
Right.
I had one sip of Riesling, instant headache. Oh, I can't drink wine like that, especially with a tight head. Like, I don't know. It was just,
it's so hard to drink wine with a tight head, you guys.
Yeah. Don't tighten that head when you drink Riesling. You know what I'm saying? So I was drinking. I had one sip of Riesling and I had a tight pony. And I was like, well, my head split in half. So
game over.
No, I was in so much pain. I was like splitting headache, unwell.
So all of a sudden you start looking for people who have Vicodin in their purse.
Yeah. So I was like, does anyone have anything to knock me out? No. So I was asking around for Advil, Tylenol, anything to just ease my headache just slightly. And my friend, who's a nurse, was like, oh, yeah, they have Advil in the bathroom. They have good Advil, too. Like, they have 200 milligram, like, strong Advil. And I was like, okay, great. So I'm walking over. And the thing about this venue that was kind of a little hairy was there was only 2 bathrooms on the whole place.
Oh, that's
like
shady.
Like, 2 single stall
bathrooms.
What
are you going to do with that?
And like there was a line snaking around. And I was just like, oh my God, this is
nobody wants to wait in line to use the restroom at a wedding.
It was just trauma. So the guy who was a groomsman who was next in line to go into the bathroom, I said, listen, I need to go get Advil. I don't need to go into the bathroom. He's like, oh, no worries, Breeze. I'll grab you Advil. I was like, okay, great. He goes in, comes out, hands me. It's all in like a sheet. You know how pills are in sheets? Like normally Advil just like comes in a bottle. But right. I was taking what the nurse said, and I was like, oh, she said it's good Advil. It's obviously packaged different. It's stronger.
So you basically had somebody else go into the bathroom to get you these pills?
Yeah, because he was next. And I didn't want to like...
Did it say Advil on it?
So it was a sheet.
Yeah.
So I was like, popped them up, and I got two in my mouth, and then I'm looking and reading the back, and I'm like...
Did it say PM?
It said... It literally was... First of all, the pills were pink, so... Like, they were white and pink, so I was like, I don't know what's going on here.
White and pink.
And then I was, like, reading the back, and it said nothing about Advil, nothing about pain relief, like, nothing. So I run over to my friend who's a PA.
Pepto?
I run over to my friend who's a PA. She goes, you just took two Benadryl.
Oh! Yeah. Yes, it is Benadryl. It was probably 30 milligrams. And the pink and the white pill capsule
she goes, night.
Is Benadryl.
See ya.
Why would they have that in the bathroom?
I don't know. Seasonal allergies? I don't know. I was like, wait, what?
But
she goes, no, you literally just took two Benadryl and you're going to be literally sleeping in like 20 minutes.
Not to mention you've already started drinking a little bit and you mixed those
two. And then
she
was like, you need to stop drinking because you can't really drink on that. Now I'm panicking and I'm like, oh my God, now I start yawning. It's 7:30. I'm at a wedding. I've been waiting for this wedding for years, right? Was there when they got engaged, was there through all the events. Now I'm going to be sleeping through the wedding? And yeah. I look at the guy who gave it to me. I was like, you literally just gave me Benadryl. He's
right.
Like, he's Canadian. He doesn't know what's going on.
I was like, I don't know. Basically, it's to help you and it will induce sleep, but that's for sure. But it's antihistamine, I believe. I don't know. You can use it for a lot of different things, but you don't want to take Benadryl at a wedding.
My headache did go away, but I was also sleeping, so there's that.
It's amazing that you started asking questions of what the pills were after you took them.
They were already in my body.
Right, why would you do that?
I already ingested. Well, I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to OD.
Did you fall asleep?
I literally was like...
Dozing off.
So tired by like 9.
And your girlfriend came to this wedding with you.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was great. She was like, you're sleeping, but it was fine.
All right, but she didn't really know... A whole lot of people. So it was kind of up to you to introduce her.
Yeah, she knew some of my friends, but, you know, it was me making the intros and I was, you know, sleeping standing up, so.
I think a lot of us have made the mistake of
it's scary.
Taking a couple of things we probably weren't supposed to take.
Accidentally. What do? Do you, like, throw it up? Like, what do you do? There's nothing you can do. It's literally already seeping through every pore of your body.
Right.
So, yeah, I fully got drugged/drugged myself. At the wedding this weekend. I regret nothing.
Oh my God.
I slept like a baby.
Years ago, my buddy went in for a job interview. Supposed to be this was the make or break for him. He needed this.
Okay.
And he was living with his girlfriend at the time. He wakes up in the morning, has a cup of coffee, eats a brownie. Yes, you probably already know where this story is going. You probably already know where we're going with this. He eats the brownie. His interview is in about 2 hours. Well, that brownie was not a regular brownie, ladies and gentlemen.
Laced with marijuana.
That kicked in so hard. Needless to say, he didn't get the job.
Yeah, no.
You know what? It's his girlfriend to blame. She left him there. She knows he likes. It's just the two of them. They don't have kids or anything. Can you maybe put a sign that says, hey, not your regular brownie.
Moose goes, a friend of mine. That friend was yourself.
No, not me. But man, I felt so bad for him. He was gone. He was in outer space.
I was literally like, I was kind of levitating on the Benadryl because I didn't have anything for it to relieve. So I was just chilling with two Benadryl in my system.
Now you just have to wait for it to pass. And that's how it goes.
And then I was sleeping.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Good luck, babe, on PXY Mornings. Bye, Chappelle.
Chapel. Chapel Roan's like, literally, like, I don't want any fans of mine coming up and saying hi. It's like, okay.
Do not talk to me.
Don't even look in my direction, I swear to God.
Some celebs, the nerve.
She's been a celebrity for 3 minutes. She's like, I just like hate having fans.
Sad story. Big story of the day. A woman is facing charges after deputies say she left her dog alone in a camper. This was back in August. And we know how hot it is in August. The camper was near Route 5 and 20 in West Bloomfield. So the Ontario County Humane Society got involved.
Oh, God.
They say deputies contacted them on August 3rd after a neighbor called to complain. Sometimes it takes that one neighbor who doesn't know how to mind their own business, kind of like me. And another neighbor found the poodle-type dog, Lucky, in the camper. And officials say the dog was left there when his owner, Miss Lee, left to go to Rochester.
Uh-oh.
She left for like several days. And the Humane Society say the camper was extremely hot, full of feces and rotten food. Yeah, poor thing can't go outside to use the bathroom. Lucky was covered in fleas and gnats. They say there was no food or water left for Lucky. It had an untreated abscess under his eye. On August 29th, officials say Lee went back to the camper and was arrested. She's been charged with animal cruelty and animal abandonment, and Lee was given an appearance ticket and will appear in court at a later date. Here's the sad part about the story. They bring the dog to the vet, who found that Lucky had cancer, and it quickly spread to the rest of its body, and then Lucky had to be euthanized and put down on September 4th, as the cancer just spread and could not be treated.
This took such a turn.
A bad one. This is not a dog you leave alone for this amount of time. No. And you know that the dog is sick, too. This woman, Miss Lee, she knew. She knew it was sick. Right. You leave a dog in a hot camper in August for several days and say, see ya. This is why I never really understood why so many people have animals. It's like you talk about how much you love your pet, but I honestly believe that there are a lot of people who have pets because it's an accessory.
Yeah, like an Instagram story. It's like just very selfish reasons, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. Like, I know my tolerance and I know my responsibility level, and I know for a fact I'm too busy to own a dog. Like, that is just who I am as a person. I think that people need to recognize that before they just act on like sheer emotion and like, I don't know, want of something. I'm going to go get a dog from Lollipop Farm. It's like people just act on a whim. They don't even think about.
Yesterday alone for the Bills home opener, where I'm at my buddy's house. And one of his friends or neighbors is like, Moose, when are you going to get a dog? Why don't you get a dog? I'm like, why? They're like, you live alone. This is a perfect opportunity. I say, that may be. But I know my routine. I know my schedule. I'm barely at my place.
Right.
I'm constantly on the go. What makes you think I want to add that onto my plate of having to worry about something constantly? They're like, oh, you just, it's no big deal. Why is it constantly no big deal? It's no big deal. It is a big deal. I don't have time for a dog.
And also,
it's selfish.
This is so weird and like such an interesting topic to dive into, because why is it so like pushed upon on single people to get animals? Like, that has happened to me before too. Like, now, I mean, I'm with my girlfriend and she has a dog, so like, whatever. But when I was single and living alone, they're like, why don't you get a dog? Like, first of all, I'm not allowed dogs in my apartment. Second of all, I don't want a dog. I'm never home.
I know.
Like, and that's what am I going to do? I don't want to be tied to my house for any reason. I have to go home and feed my dog and let my dog out. Like, no.
I think I'm at a selfish point in my life right now where I think about that. Let's say I'm out and I'm having a good time. I'm with friends and then I have to leave to run home.
It's like, I have so many friends like that.
I'm already with big brothers, big sisters. You know, I have a huge responsibility to my little Oliver to take care of him.
You see him once a month.
So I'm a dad, in case some of you didn't know. Coming up on the show,
once a month.
Karen's son just sold his $5 necklace he got at Goodwill to a kid on his bus for $60.
Wow.
If this was your
son. That's what I call a flip.
Would you make him give that money back if this was your kid? Because he's essentially scammed another kid who doesn't know any better.
Right.
We'll get to Karen's message for Parental Confidential and hear what you guys have to say coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be. Just when you think you've got life figured out, You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
We got a message from Karen in the... What a time to be a Karen. And the question she is asking, would you make your son give the money back if you knew he ripped a kid off on the bus? Oh, some of you are going to take either side on this one today.
I can feel it.
So she writes in and says, hi guys, long story short, my 11-year-old came home with $60 in his pocket on Friday. And apparently a kid a couple years younger than him really wanted a necklace slash chain that my son bought from Goodwill for $5. The kid saw it on the bus last Thursday and brought money for my son on Friday. My kid made quite the profit. I told him we might want to let the parents know because they probably don't want their kid wasting his money like that. In a weird sense, I'm not mad at my son turning a profit, but I am upset that he ripped that poor kid off.
Yeah.
Who probably doesn't understand the value of money. And I told him he needs to give that money back. And right now, he is extremely mad at me. Would any other parents have done the same? I could use some help on this one because I feel like I made the right decision and it was the right thing to do. But anyhow, please help. Thanks, Moose and Breezy. All right, we got that message from Karen. 585-252-9800. Your son comes home with $60 in his pocket and he sold that $5 necklace he bought at Goodwill for $60. Yeah. Kid made a profit.
You gotta be proud of him for that. We have a young entrepreneur on our hands.
But it's the other kid that you kind of can't help but feel bad for.
Yeah, no, I get that.
You want your son to do the right thing, but tell us what you guys think. Have I turned a profit? Yes, of course I have. But wow. I didn't screw anyone over. I found a brand new record player in the box. You know some of the ones they sell at like Urban Outfitters or wherever. Yeah. This was a nice record player.
Okay.
Not opened. Sitting next to a dumpster. So I pick it up. I open it up. Brand new. Still in the packaging. I'm like, oh my God. I check online what it's going for. $190. Perfect. I sold it for $250. Someone came and picked it up off Facebook Marketplace.
Amazing.
Made a profit. I didn't rip anyone off.
As you should.
Right. You got it. Now I have to think back to a time of ripping someone else off. And the only time I can think of is all those years I sold that skin cream product.
Yeah, you made an entire career off ripping people off.
I mean, that stuff was pennies to produce and make, but we were selling it for thousands of dollars.
But that wasn't your choice. You had to make quota. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, as a child or a young adult, you try and come up with creative ways to make money. Because money seems so, I don't know, far away at age, however old he is.
I mean, this kid is, he's 11 years old. And the kid he sold it to on the bus was like 8 or 9.
11 years old, $60 at 11 years old is like hundreds of dollars.
Where is this kid getting $60 from? Where are they getting cash from?
Right. It was probably like his lunch money for like the first 3 months of school. You know what I mean?
Right. He took it all. Terry says, tell him that someday he'll be in the same position as that kid. Someone else will have an advantage or more information or more experience, whatever. And hopefully the other person will do the right thing and not take advantage of him.
We talked about this when school started back up last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, about kids who, you know, start businesses in school, selling soda out of their backpack, selling protein bars.
You can't help but give these kids a nice pat on the back.
I mean, it's creative.
Good for you.
I'll give it to them. It is creative. This kid I used to know would sell sodas, candy bars in the halls. It was like that of a drug dealer. You know, it was always very on the low because he wanted administration to find out.
Jim is here. What's up, Jim? Tell your son to give the money back. We had an older kid selling off really valuable Pokemon cards last year on the bus to first graders. Kid bought one card for $80. The younger kid's parents were not pleased as it was clear the younger ones didn't know better than the fifth grader did. Card was worth at least $7 tops, not 80. Anthony says, can someone tell me where kids are coming up with this type of cash?
Right.
I'm 36 and I can't come up with $100.
Like, oh, God. Well, I have to teach you a thing or two.
Sorry, Anthony.
Sorry, bud. It's just very interesting. And, like, you can't like, reprimand your kid because they are kind of doing the right thing in the sense of going out there and making it happen. I mean, it's just that just goes down to work ethic.
Right. You want to make a profit, of course.
But also, at the same time, there is, like, a moral compass that comes with that that you have to keep into consideration because if your kid is just out there scamming everyone, he's going to end up like Dirty John. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants a Dirty John.
Mm-mm. No, no, no. Lindsay says, my sister had a student in her class last year who was giving away a bunch of money on the playground. Damn. He took it out of his grandmother's Bible. It was her rent money. God. That's
a tough one.
That's tough. I think it's definitely a teachable moment for sure.
Yeah, this person says, def give the money back. Let the parents know it happened. It's the fact that the kid's younger and doesn't understand.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he had $60. He took it from someone, his dad. Bree says $55 is a huge chunk of change, so I would have him give it back. If your kid wants to get into reselling or flipping items, he should source some and have a yard sale or something. But scamming a 9-year-old on the bus, it's just not it. LOL. Yeah.
Lulzies.
Essentially, that's what he did. So, Karen, this is an awesome teachable moment right now. If it was up to me, I would be making your son return the money or just give the kid like $50 back.
Yeah.
And I know a $10 profit isn't as good as $55, but I mean, you don't want your kid going around scamming people at such a young age.
They're not going to have any friends. You know, if people catch wind and figure out what they're doing exactly, it's going to be social suicide.
That's how Saul Goodman became a lawyer. You know what I mean?
Never met him.
You wouldn't understand. Okay. all right, guys. Thank you so much for all the messages. Karen, tell your son, give that money back. Be proud of him for what he accomplished in making $60. But, you know, the other kid had no idea what he's doing.
Not a singular clue.
And who knows where he even got that money from. I told you about the story. I went into my dad's jewelry box when I was in first grade.
You did.
I took the pinky ring he had, the 3-diamond pinky ring he wore on his wedding day. I took it, gave it to a girl in my class who I was in love with. Guys, I've never seen anything more beautiful. I gave her the ring on the playground. We were at the swing. And she's like, do you want anything for it? I was like, hug. We hugged. She got the ring. And a week later, my dad wants to know why the ring in his jewelry box was missing.
He goes, I've never seen anything more beautiful. And you've probably never seen anything more scary than your dad figuring out the fact that you literally were a klepto to his jewelry.
No, he took the belt out. So anyways, we had to call that girl's parents and get the ring back. But it was a whole thing. I didn't know, man. You know, I was just a hopeless romantic.
You were literally the original, where's my hug guy?
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.